Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, December the 6th. The grains closed mixed with March corn down 3.25 cents, 6.37 1/4. March wheat down a dime, 7.29, and Jan beans up 17 1/4 at 14.55. Well, I was hoping for a turnaround day here today. We got it in the beans. We got it in the oats. That was about it. Oats only closed 1¼ cents higher at 337. The beans were strong with the meal up 16.50 a ton. Bean oil was down 95 ticks. The crude oil broke $3.50 off its highs. We closed about 270 off the highs, roughly. We were down 268 a barrel on the close. That's the first close we've had under 75 bucks in ages. And it really looks weak on the charts out here. The Dow Jones sold off hard again. We're down about 1,000 points in 2 days as we stand right now. We're at 484 points lower right now. The bonds are very strong, up 1.5 at 130.10. So it's been a pretty volatile day out here. The corn and wheat opened up a little bit higher and tried to move higher in the first 15 minutes. Then the crude oil broke and both of them fell with it. The dollar rallied some 70 ticks off of its lows. That didn't help. It looks to me like they're going to be getting better weather in Argentina. They should start to get some rains tomorrow through maybe Monday, with temperatures going from the high 90s down into the mid 80s. So that should help quite a bit out there if that's what indeed happens. We had that sale this morning, almost 500,000 metric tons of beans, 264 to China, 240 to unknown. That's most likely China. That certainly helped the beans. I think the Argentinian weather helped. But, you know, this is really all off the back of the meal. The meal has rallied. I just want to double check this to be sure. We've rallied almost $50 a ton here in the meal as the oil has broken some 12, 13 points. So this is really off the back of the meal market. I think all that's happened out here is that funds have been selling long oil positions and buying meal against it. Funds are getting pretty long, you know, beans, meal. They've cut back on the oil, not quite by half, but pretty close to it. But they're still long an awful lot of corn. Tonight's corn close was not only under 640, but it was under 638. Closed at 637 1/4. 38 or 37 3/4 was the gap that had been there. We filled it yesterday, but closed under it here today. So that's not a good sign. The wheat, you know, we didn't get the turnaround day here today. It violates the buying it on the first Monday of the month. So I just don't see anything positive here. We've been in these positions before when the market couldn't look any worse and for whatever reason rallies. Now, I think part of it is we're looking for bigger carryouts on the reports on Friday. We're looking at a corn carryout now of 1.241 billion bushels. That's up 59 million bushels from last month. The beans look to be up 16 million from last month to 236. Wheat up 7 million to 578. So certainly we're looking for, you know, higher carryouts out here. I think that weighed on the markets as well, at least on the corn and the wheat. In my opinion, as soon as these funds stop buying the meal, the beans are going to fall out of bed again. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.